Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Michael Robinson.
And who's going to talk about Mr. Robinson? Okay, the only Mr. Colonis will read your hearing, sir. Sir, can you read it clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
Michael Dylan Robinson, 145A12.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 20th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with me because I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is your honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And at the opposite side of the bench, we have the honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Robinson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Robinson, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll begin phase one by reading from your warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal rules of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about August 29, 2017, for the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 1st, 2017. Mr. Robinson, is this true or false?
That one is false.
Okay. Next allegation, allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about September 20th, 2017, for the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 25th, 2017. Mr. Robinson, is this true or false?
That's true.
Allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about September 20th, 2017, for the TASC lab report dated September 25th, 2017. Mr. Robinson, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And the final allegation, allegation number four, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Maricopa Reentry Center, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on about September 22nd, 2017, as directed on September 21st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Robinson, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Mr. Robinson, based on your submission of false for allegation number one, we need to hear the allegation read by a community corrections officer, and then we'll ask you a few questions, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Allegation number one. On 8-29-17, the offender was directed via the task cover line to submit a urine specimen for testing on that day. The offender submitted the specimen as directed, which subsequently tested positive for methamphetamine, which was confirmed by GCMS testing per task lab report dated 9-1-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Robinson. What is false about that allegation?
Well, I didn't drink, because I'm more of an alcoholic, and I didn't know that the girl I was drinking with, she put methamphetamines in the alcohol.
Okay, so...
So when I drank the alcohol, there was methamphetamines in there, and I didn't know, but it was already too late.
Okay, so just to be clear, you're not denying that on a different date you used methamphetamine and alcohol, but you did not know that methamphetamine was put in that drink on August 29, 2017, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. This is not going to end the hearing. But based on Mr. Robinson's admission, or admissions to allegations 2, 3, and 4, as well as information provided to us in warrant number 2017W3321 for allegation number 1, I move to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Robinson, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Robinson was released from ADC custody on 8/25/2017 and arrested on 5/29/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 5/29/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/2/2018 with 249 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011. Commitment D, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. 2011, commitment E, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1997, aggravated assault, 3 years and 6 months. 2001, aggravated assault, 7 years and 6 months. 2011, burglary, 2nd degree, 3 years and 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CU IR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2008, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with assault, sex act, threatening with harm, drugs, fighting, smuggling contraband and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 1995, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanors, Arizona juvenile detention. 1996, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, resisting arrest, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona County Jail. 2011, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. Has a GV score of G4, G5.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Robinson. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections, homeless, directed to establish and maintain residency at extended stay, 217 West Osborne, Unit 334 in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Robinson, was that the only place you lived after you were released from prison?
Yes.
We don't have any verification of employment, so were you working at all, sir?
I was working at Gatorade.
Yeah, what were you doing at Gatorade, sir?
I I was working on the conveyor belt, buying, you know, putting the caps on the drinks or putting stamps on them. Just the conveyor, just on the line.
Very good. It's good that you had work. We have programming notes that you were assigned a task for the color code, your analysis program. You were referred to CAP for substance abuse programming in September. You never attended any of the classes and the discharge from the program. In August of 2017, you were directed to task for a urine specimen. You tested positive for methamphetamine. On September 14, you were directed to task for your analysis. You failed to submit on that day, and then on September 20, 2017, you were directed to report to task. You subsequently tested positive for methamphetamine alcohol. Sanctions notes on September 7, 2017, you were staffed for having a positive UA for meth, referred to CAP. September 21, 2017, staffed by SPO Rich. Multiple UA violations, including a positive UA for methamphetamine, and then on September 20, 2017, and discharged from CAP, referred to intervention, 7-day sanction at MRC, referred to 90-day ITH program, must report to MRC on September 22, 2017, and you never referred as directed. So, I will ask Mr. Robinson, why didn't you report to MRC?
Honestly, sir, I wasn't ready to change.
Well, I appreciate your direct answer. I get the impression you're being pretty honest.
Yeah.
You were missing for 249 days, so what were you doing during that time, sir?
I was just working at Gatorade, living.
I mean, I didn't turn myself in until this lately. I turned myself in with the cops. I just didn't want to run no more. I wasn't arrested because I have no charges. I just called the police and said I want to turn myself in and I have a warrant. I want to come and do this and get it out of the way, but at the same time, if I can get a chance to get reinstated, I wouldn't mind doing that.
I got money saved up and everything from my inheritance and everything too, so I can pay all my dues. I figured I only got a couple of months to do, right? So I figured, I don't know, if I may please get reinstated, that'll be real, like, the chance for me to finally do it. Because I never had a chance. I always had a chance, but I always threw it away, and now I want to do it.
Understood.
Give it the chance.
Did you have ongoing issues with alcohol and drugs while you were...
Sir.
So how long have you been clean?
I've been clean for almost about a year now.
Did you go through some sort of detoxification or counseling, or how did you put it behind you?
I went to, what is it called? Church on the Street helped me out. Cass. You know what CAS is?
Well, we're familiar with CAS. Yes, sir.
Well, CAS helped me. They helped me get rehabilitated. And Community Bridges. I went to Community Bridges for 3 weeks.
And this is, you went on your own when you were, after you absconded?
After I absconded, I was running around on muck at first. And then finally, I just got tired of it. For the last like 100 days, I got tired. I was doing good, but my girlfriend was telling me, you still got a warrant for your arrest. You might want to turn yourself in. That way you take care of that. So that's what I did.
I won't get too personal, but you said you have a girlfriend. Is she still supportive of you outside of prison?
Oh, yes. Yes, she is. She's working. She's a caretaker, CNA.
I mean, we've kind of touched upon this, but why did you break off contact with your parole officer? And before you answer that, you know, it's been our experience that the parole officers really work with the inmates when they're in transition, coming back to the community. You referred to MRC for obvious reasons, you know, to clean up, to deal with some of the drug and alcohol issues that you're having. So why did you break off contact with him?
Well, I just gave up, sir.
You gave up then?
I gave up.
You gave up then, but you're saying you haven't given up now. So you're...
Oh, no. Yeah. Now, I mean, if I was able just to call my PO at the time, I would have did it, but I know I had a warrant for my arrest. This is the only way I can take care of this.
Well, just for your understanding, there are cases in which when people slip up, that they can reach out to the PO, and I can't guarantee this, but they often quash the warrant in favor of treatment because the system is invested in your success. We don't really want people reoffending over and over again and being in that revolving door. You don't want to see people turn the corner. So what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
Me and my girlfriend, she called them and I turned myself in.
Yes, my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? Yes, Mr. Turner.
I'd like to read a couple of comments that were put in after his absconding. On 9/26/2017, the offender left a voicemail on P.O. Smith's phone indicating that all of his family had died. He intended on taking his own life. P.O. Smith and S.P.O. Rich made several attempts to reach the offender on his cell phone and were finally able to get an answer. The offender bounced between agreeing to report the parole office and stating, "You better watch the news. I'm going to jump off the McDowell Bridge." Offender eventually agreed to report tomorrow prior to noon, but never retracted his statement indicating he had nothing to live for and intended to end his life. On 9/27, they spoke with him via the phone, and he stated that he didn't report as directed because he didn't want to go back to prison. And where he was at, the offender stated, they asked where he was at, the offender stated that he was just walking around the streets in Phoenix, about 50 miles from the parole office. And he told the parole officer that he had spent the $15,000 that was on his debit card and didn't have any cash right now. He was redirected again to report to the parole office before 2 o'clock the next day, and he did not report.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Robinson, I will ask you before we ask you for a final statement. What happened there? Did you have a bout with depression, or what happened?
Yeah. I lost my whole family, and I just wanted to kill myself. I just want to give up.
What do you mean you lost your whole family? Can you explain that?
Well, okay, I had 3 sisters and a little brother and my mom and dad. They all got killed.
And they got killed together, sir?
Yes, sir.
How were they killed?
It was just a big old house fire.
Well, please accept our condolences. I'll just take what you're telling us at face value. That's a terrible tragedy, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're getting close to the end of your hearing, Mr. Robinson. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important for the board to know or understand?
Well, I mean, you guys heard it all before. People say they're changed man over and over, but this is my 4th and last time here, and I just want a chance to show that I can do my parole. That's all I'm asking. One more chance, please. The last chance of ever.
Thank you, sir. I will say before we go into discussion, regardless of how we vote today, I certainly hope this is your last time inside the Department of Corrections. But the board will be going into discussion now, and they sound like they were speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you just remain on the phone, we will come back to you in just a moment with our decision, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
You're welcome.
board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a tragic case. Mr. Robinson, if what he tells us is true, he went through a terrible tragedy. He's had some struggles with methamphetamine and alcohol. Probably, aside from that, although I commend him, it sounds like that he utilized different programs that were available to him on the street. It's hard to overlook 249 abscond days, especially when he has less than 2 months left on his prison sentence. And I think this time might be best served with him just continuing to pursue his sobriety and putting together a plan for his return to the community. And that's where I will begin the discussion. Okay, hearing no further discussion from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W3321, our discussion with Mr. Robinson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Robinson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal record company. It is much that he relapsed into methamphetamine and alcohol use and had absconded for, again, 249 days in which we could not monitor his safe transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ms. Rittenhouse, Mr. Hill. We're making our motion for revocation. The motion is to revoke. It's been seconded by Mr. Johnson. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Robinson, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about September 2nd, 2018. Keep in mind that's still within this same summer. It's just a matter of weeks away. So please take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. We hope that you're able to stay clean, that you have work waiting for you when you come back on the outside, and we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you in these last days. We do want to see you succeed and be safe and healthy. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And again, accept our condolences for the loss of your family. Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
Okay, thank you.